This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The three officers and two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain were in court today. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The five men all appeared in separate and brief court appearances, masked and in dark suits, all with their own separate lawyers. They waived their right to be advised of the charges they face and remain free on bond. Shanine McClain, Elijah's mother, sat in the courtroom too. She had never before seen or met the officers implicated in her son's death.
It was heart-wrenching to see them, and I purposely stared at every last one of them to see if they had the guts to look at me. None of them did.
The judge did agree to unseal the case files of the paramedics charged in the case after several news media organizations argued they should be public. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
CPR was part of the effort to unseal those court files. Governor Jared Polis signed a pair of executive orders Sunday to help deal with elevated COVID-19 hospitalizations, hospital capacity, and staff shortages. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
One order involves the transfer of patients between hospitals. It authorizes the state health department to order hospitals and freestanding emergency departments to transfer patients to another facility. The other clarifies that emergency decision-making measures can be activated. It also directs the state's insurance division to prepare emergency rules to help address staffing shortages. There are nearly 1,200 COVID-19 patients now hospitalized, the most since last Christmas. Nearly 40% of hospitals expect to be short-staffed in the next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News.